Authorities have long defended the monopoly by its bus company, Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, or ZUPCO, as its way of bringing sanity and order into city streets. The latest is that authorities have launched an operation against private public transport operators, and commuters will be fined about $15 for using them. Critics say it's unfair to punish hard-pressed workers for opting for quicker and readily available means of transport. Andrew Chibanda, the acting spokesperson for the Passengers Association of Zimbabwe, spoke to VOA about the crackdown.
We are against the current blitz by the police force on passengers who are found on board private vehicles and in other vehicles which are not registered under ZUPCO. And we are saying the acts of the police are not legal as they violate our constitutional right.
He says Zimbabwe's transport system has its shortcomings.
We don't have a viable transport system in Zimbabwe. ZUPCO project, it came as a half-baked project which is doomed to fall. The mobility of people is compelling the people to resort to transport which is readily available and which take them to where they want in time and conveniently.
Milton Busha is an informal trader who commutes to the Central Business District every morning. He says the new operation has affected people's daily routine.
This current blitz is making it hard to get to work. We're actually having to wake up at like 6 o'clock, 6:30, so that we can actually just be in town by 9 o'clock when we start working. So it's really, really hard for people. And worse, with the back to school happening, it's affecting business, it's affecting everything. And the ZUPCO buses, they're not even enough to actually to cater for everyone else.
ZUPCO says it's doing its best to meet demand, and the government says it will continue to bring in more buses. Meanwhile, people have to stand in queues for hours to go home after work. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.